I'm Carla Hall from ABC's The Chew and the author of Carla's Comfort Foods, Favorite Dishes from Around the World. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And Angels pregame starts following us this afternoon, playing a doubleheader up in Oakland against the A's and a nice W last night. And we're certainly hoping the streak continues. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that just enhances what we do on Saturdays. And if you look right now, you will see some imagery from the Vineyards and the Hospitality Center at Center of Effort Wines in the Edna Valley AVA, which is our current subject of conversation. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And talking about Center of Effort Wines, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show winemaker and general manager Nathan Carlson and culinary manager Lindsay Morin. Lindsay, I'm going to pick it up with you because the one thing we didn't talk about in terms of the tasting experience is you do have a tasting experience with a tour. Before we go back to Nathan and talk about wines, can you tell us just a little bit about that experience?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we do have our estate tour and tasting. It begins in the vineyard, which is always really special because it kind of shows you where the vines are in the season, and our tour guides know everything that there is to know about our vineyards. And so you'll do a beautiful walk through our vineyard and then also into our processing facility, and you can see all of our barrels and our beautiful concrete eggs where we produce our Chardonnay and some of our Chenin Blanc and Rosé as well. And then it will conclude at our hospitality center where you can taste through a flight of 4 to 5 finished wines and enjoy a cheese and charcuterie plate that features a lot of local cheeses, local charcuterie, and fresh fruit from our estate.
Lindsay, good tease. Bringing Nathan back into the conversation. Nathan, a very distinctive aging vessel that you have in the winery is the concrete egg that Lindsay was mentioning. Tell us a little bit more about that, because visually that is very intriguing when you're used to seeing barrels.
Yeah, I think that that's something that strikes everyone who steps into our barrel cellar to see that we have, I think, 7 hectoliter, about 180 gallon concrete egg-shaped vessels that line the wall. And so our first experience with concrete fermentation was back in 2011. We were looking for, you know, on our estate, I mostly inherited vines that were planted in the kind of mid and late 90s, and we had just one kind of commercial clone of Chardonnay, rather. And so we were looking at different cooperage options, different ways of fermenting, different pick times to get a little bit more range of style in the wine, so we can make a more complex finished wine. And it turned out there was a winery that had ordered one of these concrete eggs from France, and by the time it arrived, they just were financially not in a position to receive it. And so it was offered by my friend who was importing these. We purchased it kind of, it wasn't something that I had a huge interest in, but what I found with our Chardonnay, which tends to be very, like, very naturally high in acid, very citrusy and crisp, it was a fantastic way to help introduce some oxygen to the wines, some lees contact, some of the same things that happen in a barrel, but with the absence of oak flavor that would overlay the fruit. And so that first egg in 2011 really opened our eyes. And since that vintage, it's always been a component of our main Center of Effort Chardonnay, our estate Chardonnay. And as we, as we've grown, we rolled out another wine called Giallo Solare, or solar yellow. And it is entirely fermented in concrete vessels for about a year, and then held for blending and bottling in stainless steel barrels thereafter. It's just pure and shows the fruit of the Chardonnay very well. It still very crisp, great food wine, and probably, I think it's one of the member favorites. It sells out. I think we're releasing the 2018 to our wine club members, and we'll have maybe 20 cases left after that. It goes very quickly.
And Nathan, you were nice enough to let me taste that when I was up visiting you. So I'm glad we've gone full circle on that, but I don't think I realized at the time that that was 100% fermented and aged in the concrete egg. So I can kind of put the whole taste profile together. Now, the other Chardonnay that we sampled when I did my tasting with you, Nathan, was the Center of Effort Chardonnay, the 2017. How do the characteristics of that differ from what we just talked about?
Well, I think it's a little bit more of a traditional style of Chardonnay, but I would say traditional in the sense of maybe white Burgundy instead of, California Chardonnay, which can be kind of a caricature of that very noble variety. And so the wine's pretty lean and focused. Sometimes they're really shy to develop when they're young. We age almost 20 months in barrel on these, which is a long time for Chardonnay. But, what I have is I'm working on an estate winery, which means that we grow everything that we bottle on our property. And so I'm really I have to kind of unlock the stories that are there in our soils and in our kind of exposures. And that fact of just really high natural acidity just kind of defines the wines that we're going to be able to make. And I, found that the best version of that is to integrate quite a bit of oxygen in the early part of the wine's life, native yeast fermentation, so we're not adding commercial yeast strains, and we're allowing really long, slow fermentations, which helps with the integration of the oak flavors in the wine as well, so that oak is supporting but not dominating of the fruit. And I think that when you tasted that wine, you probably got that sense, the fruit supported and the structure of the oak is it's there and visible, but it's not a dominant. It's more of a hard spices, cardamom, a little bit of nutmeg in the background, and then the richness from the contact with the lees or the sediments of fermentation.
Absolutely,
just very old world winemaking.
Now, Nathan, let's not neglect the Pinot Noirs, because that's what you're really known for. Of the Pinot Noirs that I tasted with you not too long ago, I particularly appreciated the 2016 Pinot Noir Center of Effort. Tell us a little bit about that wine, because, again, that's really a standout for Pinot lovers.
Yeah, again, with inheriting a already planted estate vineyard, when it was planted in the mid-90s, Chardonnay was the dominant variety of our area, and I think that Chardonnay was selling for double the price of Pinot. So Chardonnay got all the kind of regular, really big blocks, and Pinot Noir got scattered on the little hills and broken bits of land. That's a huge strength for an estate winemaker, where we want to have different facets of Pinot Noir to pull together and make a really compelling whole. And so with Pinot Noir, I do try to, we're looking at the best parts of the vineyard. We only pick about 4 tons per day. So that's about what my crew of 7 people can bring in a morning. They'll start picking generally about midnight and then deliver the last bins by 8 o'clock. My winery team shows up at 6 and they're processing fruit. And usually by the time we sit down to lunch, we have that, all that wine, that young wine is like tucked away into the fermenters and getting ready for the native yeast ferments to start. Ultimately, when we're picking through the wines, and that's a process that we're going to start later this summer, kind of the triage process of what is going to continue on as center of effort and what will declassify into other, other programs outside of our estate bottlings, we'll look to build Pinot Noirs that have a few things. We want to have fruit and perfume. That's a big part of Pinot Noir. The correct acidity to allow the wine to age well, along with tannin, which supports that. We want to have that kind of fruit character, should be bright and friendly, and that's kind of what Central Coast Pinot Noir does well. But we want some herbal and kind of savory notes as well. And I get a lot of that from whole cluster fermentation, where we leave the stems along with the berries in the fermentation, and you get kind of this herbal interplay. In Pinot Noir, oak is a little bit more present, and that I think that that's because you're not fermenting in the barrel in the way that that you do with the Chardonnay, but you're putting the finished or nearly finished wine in the barrel. And so the oak's a little bit more present. We use a wide range of oak barrels from a lot of different producers, all French oak. And we don't want one style of oak to dominate the wine. We want to have layers of flavor and kind of have you come back and back to the glass over the course of a meal and just find new things every time you put your nose to it.
Nathan definitely liked the sound of that. As we need to say goodbye, what is the best website for Center of Effort so our listeners that are coming up your way can get all the details about visiting?
Yeah, you should look at our website is coewine.com, and all of our social media will have pictures of the eggs and even the great dinners that Gary's done the last few days on COE Wine on Instagram or Facebook.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been visiting with Center of Effort Wines in the Edna Valley, winemaker and general manager Nathan Carlson and culinary manager Lindsay Morin. When you're up in the area, definitely a place you want to visit. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, we're talking about the first spirits distiller in LA since Prohibition, but now doing non-alcoholic cocktails. You want to hear about this. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.